It's time for the KRTY on-air music meeting. Julie and Nate with the songs you love or hate. We're going to play some new music here. And this is a chance for you to help us decide which song should be on the radio. Now here's KRTY program director Julie Stevens and general manager Nate Deaton.
Okay, this is the perfect way to end 2017. Because, frankly, Nate and I have been waiting for this time for almost a year. From the first time we heard this guy play at Country Radio Seminary last February.
Even though I was marginally confused because I thought we were going to see Walker McGuire.
Yep.
I've been waiting for this moment. I don't even know if I told you that. I think I've told you that story where they invited me to that hat show print thing.
That's amazing.
And when Jason said it, Jason and Shane McAnally helped manage Walker. And they said Walker Hayes, and somehow or other, I heard Walker McGuire. So we go to this listening event, and I'm looking around, and I'm all, what's kind of weird that none of the Broken Bow people are here? And I'm looking at Jason and Shane, and then all of a sudden, Walker walks in, and I'm all, oh, it's Walker Hayes, not Walker McGuire.
That is awesome. Yeah,
okay.
You haven't seen me in a while.
We are so excited. I personally am so excited about this album. All right. So what we're going to do, so you know how this works. We play four songs.
Oh, by the
way,
Walker's on the phone with us.
Hi, Walker. So Walker gets to pick a song. The label gets to pick a song. Nate gets to pick a song. And I get to pick a song. We're going to start right here with the label's pick because this is the next release off of his new album. So let's play Beautiful, and then we'll come back and let Walker talk about it. I promise, Walker, we're going to let you talk. I promise.
Right on. That sounds good. I love this. Let's go.
Rode all the way down memory lane with 65 ends. Wonder how it feels to see the one that got away. Hoping it might go down like that hometown unanswered prayer my hero sang about on an old burn CD we share. But something only in the state told me I was headed straight for your pretty storm. It's a hurt but still gonna be there just like your name on my arm. Even got real with a girl I chill with up in Chapel Hill. Told her you were gonna be here just in case my heart was still. I said, baby, why do you have to be so beautiful? Hey, no telling, girl, how long it's been since we did all that shout. Probably 10 months, 27 days, something like that, but hey. Who's counting? All you know, just living the dream. Home is where the bus is. I can say time looks fine on you, but it wouldn't do it justice. It wouldn't do it justice. I said, baby, why do you have to be so beautiful? Supposed to hurt quite like this when you run into a girl you forgot you missed. It's like the space between us only made me know. Thought I could just see you and be okay, but I'm not okay, girl. Tell me that smile on your face is so fake, and it is all coming back, coming back, coming back. I just have to ask, have to ask, have to ask. Say, baby, why do you?
Oh, This is the On Air Music Meeting. I'm Julie Stevens, the program director. Our general manager, Nadine, is here. This is where we play four songs for you. And this week, we are featuring our new my new favorite album. I don't know about name, but it's my new favorite album. It's Walker Hayes' Boom. And that's the first song off of it. Now, remember, the label picks one, the artist picks one, I pick one, and Nate picks one. So that was the label's choice for the next release. You want to talk, Walker, about why they decided to go with that one?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot can change between the end of the life of You Broke Up With Me. It's still going, and so you never know. But the label loves that song. It's over. I mean, how do you not listen to that and not walk away singing the chorus over and over and over? But I love that song, and they love it because it's, as all my songs are, it's a true story. And that song is about, you know, me seeing Lainey after her and I breaking up for a year, after we had been dating about 7 years. So it's an important part of my life, as is I'm still with Lainey, and we have many kids. And I love songs, and I know the label loves songs that tell people about me. But it's really hard to decide between all mine because they all are, you know, true stories. But, yeah, it's got a lot of Mobile reference, you know, where I'm from, Mobile, Alabama. And it's just got that infectious beat. That's a quintessential track from The Shack. Like, a lot of those sounds that you hear are the original things that came from The Shack where I make my music in Nashville. So, yeah, a lot of love for that song.
So, I don't know any other way to say this other than this, which is because your writing is so much different than the average Nashville writing, how many songs did you write for this album to come up with these 10?
Well, I mean, goodness, Nate, I've been in Nashville 13 years, and I didn't, you know, at some point, I started just writing to try to get outside cuts. So there's, I mean, honestly, in my entire life, I've written, you know, several thousands of songs. But for this album, it was a good 2 years solid. So, you know, I'd say 60 plus songs kind of went into the making of the 8 tracks, and then 16 made it on there. And then we took 7 of those. So, you know, 60 songs probably in 2 years of just hardcore writing for this project. And then 3 brand new ones that no one's ever heard made it on the record. But it was such a fun process. I mean, like you said earlier, I was signed by Shane, and he just kind of took all the walls down, you know, took me out of the box and said, hey, just do your thing, and we'll find the right music that needs to go on this project, and then we'll find where that project belongs musically. So it was a special project to make.
Are you surprised at all of the reaction to You Broke Up With Me?
Yes, 100% honest, just absolutely shocked. And I think a lot of it has to do with just how used to negative reactions I am. You know, after so many years and writing so many songs that so many artists wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, and then to believe that maybe if I cut them, you know, something could happen like it's happening right now. And then the song You Broke Up With Me, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. There's really no one in Nashville on a business, like a high business level, that we ever played it for that said, there's your buddy, that's your hit, that's going to do wonders for your career. We all just felt like it was truly the best intro to what you're going to get on my album. And so we just felt like it needed to come first, but absolutely not. We had no clue. My wife and I talk about that every day, how we had no idea a song like You Broke Up With Me would do what it's doing and what it's continuing to do. And you should see the looks on people's faces when they sing it. I mean, they're they're obviously singing this song to somebody, and they're mad and happy at the same time. I mean, they're excited when they sing this thing.
That's awesome.
Well, here's the thing. If you people liked You Broke Up With Me, wait till you hear Shut Up Kenny. All right, here we go. We're going to play Shut Up Kenny right here.
Here we go.
You gotta be kidding me, Chesney. Every time I turn the ignition, you're on the radio again. And in the shotgun of my vision, there she is, where she was, but she's not. Thanks a lot, man. Ain't like my heart needs your help in the breaking department. Yeah, she's already got that taken care of. No offense, but shut up, Kenny. Leave me alone. Keep your songs to yourself. Why you gotta sound just like she felt when your stuff was a ship we drove around to? And even your sad songs were fun to make out to. Come on, Kenny, man, you know I like your music, but I hate the way I love the way it hurts when I listen to it. I know I need to rip the radio out the dash, but I can't. New track, sir. Your voice is like a mean time machine. It only goes backwards. Ain't a station you ain't on. Need to change it, but I don't really want to. I just keep loving her and hating you. Shut up, Kenny. Leave me alone. Keep your songs to yourself. Why you gotta sound just like she felt when your stuff was the shit we drove around to? And even your sad songs were fun to make out.
This is Walker Hayes. It's his brand new album. It's called Boom. And this is the last on-air music meeting of the year. And this is a perfect way to go out. Walker's on the phone with us. So even the sad songs were fun to make out to. That is
That's
the
right.
thing about your music. The lyric content.
You like that line, huh?
Yes. And the lyric content is just so amazing.
That song is near and dear to my heart. Lainey and I, if there's one country, you know, musician whose music sits exactly parallel next to our entire relationship, it's Kenny Chesney. And he was blowing up, you know, when Lainey and I were in high school, and that's when we started dating. And so every song of his, every massive hit of his stands next to an awesome memory or a bad memory or a sad year or an incredible year. And she and I were in a fight one night. And we were in the car. We were being dead silent. And his song, Anything But Mine, came on.
Best Chesney song ever.
When that song came out, Lainey and I were moving to Nashville. So I was just flooded with great emotions. I was envisioning us moving into our one-room apartment, laughing, carving pumpkins, and all kinds of sweet memories. But I was at the same time, I was trying to stay angry, like trying to be proud in this argument, and it was a conflict of emotions going on. And my initial thought was, shut up, Kenny. And so I changed the station, and the same Chesney song was on a different station.
Oh,
and so it just really, it infuriated me. And a week or two later, I just told these co-writers about that night and just how sometimes songs remind you of things you don't want to be reminded of at really inconvenient times, yet you still want to listen to it. It's almost like an itch that you have to scratch. And so that's what Shut Up Kenny means to me and my wife.
It's awesome.
We love that song. I hope people can relate.
All right, Nate's pick off the album, which I think I'm right. Nate, isn't Beer in the Fridge yours?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is kind of collaboration, but I'll take credit for it, sure.
Okay, so we're going to play Beer in the Fridge. This is Nate's pick off the album, and then we'll come back and talk about that one. Walker Hayes, okay. The album is called Boom. Go get it. It's real good.
I ran into your mom at church. She said, I've been praying for you. Guess now that you've moved on, she ain't mad at me no more. The magnolia's on Old Shelt Road. Smells so bittersweet. Sometimes I still wanna get messed up, but you'd be proud of me. There's a beer in the fridge. Last of 12. Sole survivor of my last all-nighter in the back on the bottom shelf. It's gonna be there in the morning. Even though you won't, you're the reason I quit drinking, the reason I wanna get drunk. I still look out for the cops when I'm driving around town, and I'm still not quite sure what to do with my hands in a crowd. There's a lot I can't remember and a lot I can't forget. One silver bullet in a chamber, and I'm playing Russian roulette with that beer in the fridge. Last of 12. Sole survivor of my last all-nighter in the back of the bottom shelf. It's gonna be there in the morning. Even though you won't, you're the reason I quit drinking, the reason I wanna get drunk. I don't know why I keep it. I should probably pour it out. Yes, I've got to live without you now, because I couldn't live without that beer in the fridge. Last of 12. Sole survivor of my last all-nighter in the bottom shelf. It's gonna be there in the morning. Even though you won't, you're the reason I quit drinking, reason I want to get drunk.
That is Beer in the Fridge. That could be a release, too. I think all four of these songs could be a release. We are on the phone with Walker Hayes. This is the last on-air music meeting of the year, and his new album, Boom, is out. You can
and we're
kind of
going
everywhere.
Out with a boom.
Yes, we are going out with a boom. So talk about Beer in the Fridge a little bit.
Man, you know, that's a song that, honest to goodness, I sang it the first time in front of my wife maybe about 2 weeks ago at one of our first album release parties. And I realized immediately after saying the first line that I could not get through it if I kept looking her in the eye. And we've just been through a lot, and by a lot, you know, the majority of that is how Nashville has kind of beat us up a little bit, which is okay. That just happens to everybody. We're not unique in that aspect. However, I struggle with alcohol and was just, you know, I am an alcoholic. I've been sober for 2 years now, but that song is true. It's about a beer that was in the basement of the office that I write in, and my publisher noticed it one day, and it was a daily, you know, I would go in and write, and when I would normally be drinking, you know, during the day while I was creating, you know, I was not drinking for the first time in many, many years, and I would open the refrigerator and kind of see that beer, and it was more or less like an ongoing battle, like, could I shut it and not, and so, you know, he noticed that beer, and then I got with Shane McAnally and Matt Jenkins, and we just sat down and started talking about it, you know, and those lines are true. You know, still don't know what to do with my hands in a crowd. I mean, one of the hardest things to do after quitting drinking was performing, because I didn't realize how much I was kind of a fidgeter, but what I would kind of do is drink, you know, between songs, and I always had a beer in my hand, whether it was a social gathering or a show. And then it was a struggle between Laney and I. I mean, we would discuss it all the time, and you know, it was obviously a source of pain for her. And I'm very, very fortunate, you know, that she was able to endure kind of all those years of my struggle and me not being able to really give that up. So yeah, I mean, it's so true. It's a little bit uncomfortable to sing, but I hope people can relate, and I hope it tells certain people that they're not alone, and then it also kind of sheds a little light or hope to those people who, you know, who know someone or love someone like that.
Wow, that's this is just blowing my mind. Okay, the name of the album is Boom. I'm getting so caught up in what you're talking about, I'm having trouble focusing. Walker Hayes, the name of the album is Boom, and we recommend that you go get it. The last one that we both love is called Craig. And we'll play Craig, and this one's got to be really near and dear to you, too.
It is. It is very dear to me. It's my favorite one on the record.
All right, so well, let's play Craig.
I think that goes for a lot of folks, not just you.
Yeah, no, that is bad. Let's play this, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. It's like he understood my I don't want to be here face. I felt out of place, and I smelled like beer. But he just shook my hand, said, I'm glad you're here. He says we'll all be judged, but he was never judgmental. And even though my songs don't belong in no hymnal, he quote me my lyrics, slapped me on the back. Said, man, you got a gift, how you write like that? Yeah, I know, he sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get, now he can't. Walk on water, or turn a Napa Valley red. But he just might be tight with a man that did. Now he's not the light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man that is. Ooh. When you lose a record deal, y'all the perks fade back. Dealership said we're gonna need to get that minivan back. So we were down in one car, and broke as I felt. And my wife has 6 kids and only 5 seat belts. I needed help, but couldn't admit I was struggling. I said, Craig, it's all good, but he knew it all wasn't. Hey man, I'm praying for you would have been sufficient. But nah, he took roadside assistance to a whole nother level. The sacrificial heights, showed up at the ballpark after my son's game one night in 2 cars with his wife Laura, watching from the other. I said, what in the world are y'all doing here, brother? He just laughed inside that old Chrysler town, a country van with the keys and the title and a pen in his hand. Said, man, all you gotta do is sign and it's yours. I said, no, no way, but he wouldn't take no for an answer. He said, please do. Somebody did this for me once, just let me do this for you. We argued about it for a little while, then I teared up and Craig smiled. Yeah, I know, he sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? He can't walk on water or turn a Napa Valley red. But he just might be tight with a man that did. Now he's not the light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man. Ashamed to be adequately grateful at the moment, but I signed the dotted line and I drove the kids home. And when a cop pulled up beside us at the light, they didn't have to duck, cause thanks to Craig, they were all buckled up.
Ugh. This is the On Air Music Meeting, and I am sitting here bawling. This is not okay. It's called Boom. It's the new Walker Hayes album, and if you put it in anybody's stocking, they would be overjoyed to have it. So let me guess. Craig is your sponsor.
You know what? He's not. He could be. You know, I don't have a sponsor, but he might as well be. He is a he is someone who shattered all of my preconceived notions about, you know, maybe churchy people. He loves me. Loved me at my worst. You know, the story is true. Like, to the every detail, every word of that song is 100% true. This guy is outstanding. And you know, this song to me just says so much about, one, the whole project, and two, just kind of what it's taken for me to get where we are, and just how fortunate I am to have people like him who have loved me regardless of the ugly parts of me. And, you know, he showed up in the weirdest, most amazing way and provided us with a vehicle when I didn't even want it because I was too proud to take it. And, you know, we were down to one car, and I had six kids, and I didn't want to be a burden, you know, on society. But that relief that provided when he gave us that car, it taught me a lot about accepting help and being able to need help out loud. And I can't say enough about Craig, but the song, it really was only written for that intent, to applaud him, to say thank you. You know, this was a song that I just created. I wrote and I put down the demo and I just sent it to him first. And then I mm-hmm. sent it to my team. And so, you know, obviously Craig was very touched by the song. And then, you know, I let my team have it and said, that's got to go on the album. So, I mean, it's mind-blowing that I even get to be an artist that gets to put a song that personal on the record. And I got to tell you, now I'm a little worried that I've made Craig famous. I hope everyone will only give him positive attention and respect his privacy, but like all of a sudden everybody's like, I gotta meet this guy Craig, and I'm like, oh crap, what have I done? Man, I just love this guy, and his example of love, it blew me away. And I mean, my family, he is so dear to my family, and I love that guy. And I want everybody to try to be like him. I want to be like him. And I know everybody probably knows someone in their life that's like Craig, who has helped them out in a way that where they couldn't be where they are without him.
The name of the album is Boom, and go get it. It is just so good.
We were just kind of talking about this, and I want to talk about it again for a minute while we're actually on the air, which is, you know, and for those of you who don't know, he's mentioned it a couple of times, Walker does have six children. And a lot of times when we talk about albums, we talk about what great albums are, writers, especially artists who are writers, talk about each one of the songs. It's hard to pick one another because they're all like their kids. Well, Walker right. probably knows this more than anybody, what having six kids are like, so this is 10 of them. But to me, the thing that's so unique about this record is that every song has that story. It has a story on every yeah. song, and to me, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And when I mentioned that to him a minute ago, he kind of went on about, go ahead and say what you said.
Oh, I was just saying how I feel, you know, I feel fortunate to do that. I honestly don't, I feel like one of the rare artists that gets to do that. You know, when I go into a room, I don't ever even entertain the thought of just going, hey, what can I cleverly come up with? What phrase can I turn to make people say, oh, what a great writer, what a great singer, what a great artist? When I was signed by Shane McAnally, he recognized the honesty, and so he encouraged me to do that with both my delivery and my lyrics and subject matters. And so, honestly, I feel like people can probably listen to the album and they'll realize all music has done for me in the past 2 years is it just saved my life. It's just been therapy. I've just walked in every day and said, how do I feel? What did somebody do for me? Oh, I want to thank a guy named Craig on recovery, and I want to share some harsh, hard, dark moments about Lainey and I's relationship as it regards to my struggle with alcohol. Or, oh, I want to write a song called Mind Candy that just talks about me and her making out behind the gym in high school, and how even though I'm older now, I cherish those memories, and I remember every detail of them. And the same thing with Beautiful and Shut Up Kenny. Every single song is real. It was not one song that I just go in and go, ah, maybe we need to write a single for the radio, or maybe we need to produce a song like this because this hit's working and maybe I can have something like that. I had complete freedom when making this record, and I think you can hear it. And thank goodness it feels like the market is ready for it, and that's awesome too. That's just a miracle.
All right, that is this week's On Air Music Meeting. There's really no voting.
It's a great way to end the year because it really is. You know, in 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or even when Walker was out the first time, I don't think country radio, let alone country music, was ready for something. And different is not the right word. Something that that's so much a variety of what we do in this format. And I think, as I just said to him, the last album that I can remember that really was kind of that personal, that really didn't matter to whether it was a hit or not, that became the biggest record of all time, was Chief. And I think that was really the last one that from the artist standpoint. So it's great to end a show that's about songs and about singles and about artists like this with this album.
Which is what we love here on this show.
And if you haven't got it yet, and we haven't talked much about it because it's in April, but I'm telling you right now, if you haven't gotten tickets to see him at Clos La Chance, go to KRTY.com right now. Go to Clos.com, buy tickets, because that show is going to sell out. And again, it was in all the songwriters' nights that we've had, and all the famous songwriters we've had, there was no one who got a bigger crowd response than the night that you did that this year.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was the best writers' round I've ever played. Appreciate you guys cultivating that audience and let me play.
Like, no kidding, if that show is not sold out at the end of January, now again, it's not until April. If it's not sold out at the end of January, I will be shocked and amazed. So go get your tickets right now if you want to see what.
That's our community service project moment for today. Anyway, thanks again. Thanks again for taking the time. He's actually on a train,
hey,
y'all. It's his first train ride.
Thank y'all much. My train actually just arrived.
Oh, awesome. All right. Thanks, Walker.
I appreciate what y'all do for me. I mean it.
You're quite welcome. We're very proud to be a part of it.
Thank y'all. Merry Christmas. Talk to y'all soon, okay?
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Hey, man.
Light a candle. Turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control, lose control. I can handle every